Bongo Casino Studios. It's the Heidi and Frank Show on 95.5 KLOS and KLOS HD1.
Los Angeles.
Heidi and Frank Show. I should have all these prizes to give away. One in 38 minutes is going to be a four-pack to Universal Studio Halloween Horror Nights, but I also have Circle Jerks tickets for this Friday, Coheed and Cambria tickets for tonight, and I have the Who tickets for Friday. I've already given away the Who tickets for tonight at the Hollywood Bowl, but I guess Friday at the Hollywood Bowl, and they're going to be with The Offspring on Friday. So it's one of their final performances, the farewell tour. So this is last chance even to get these tickets, and I have 10 pairs for that.
For Who?
Yeah. So, how are we going to give those away? We're going to play Get the Fake Out.
The following stories are true, except for one. It's fake.
It's up to you to get the fake out.
All right. Here are your headlines. A couple filed for divorce after being unable to agree on a name for their child. Public bathrooms may soon make you watch ads to get toilet paper. Shake Shack launched a new French onion shake.
Ugh. Oh, God.
Canada had a rap song hit number one on its charts a full decade before the U.S. TSA guidelines say it's okay to have live lobsters in your luggage. Pancake soup recipe going viral. Senior citizens want to cancel the word senior because it sounds old. And a study found that eye drops may be able to replace reading glasses. 818-955-2955. All these headlines are true, but one, you get the fake out, and it's your choice concert ticket. You get some help from the inside house here. They'll each choose their one that they think is the fake headline. Looks like Heidi might be ready to go. Heidi?
Okay. If I can't get on a plane with, you know, a bottle of water that I brought, then how is a live lobster allowed?
Because that's in your luggage.
You mean checked luggage?
Yeah, I don't consider it a carry-on luggage. I mean, it comes as part of a luggage, I guess.
No, you can't. No, no, you can't have a live animal on a
set. Yeah, luggage set. Mm-hmm. There is the carry-on in the luggage set, but I wouldn't consider that a luggage.
Mm-hmm. What would you call it if you were like, "Hey, grab my
luggage"? I'd be like, "My God, how long am I going to be there?" Okay. Anyway, so what? No,
I'm good. Yeah, no, I'm going with.
Am
that.
I arguing too much? Okay.
I think so.
Okay, Heidi's going with the live lobsters in your luggage. What do you think, Jordan?
I mean, you did say public restrooms, right? As far as getting ads to get your TP?
Public bathrooms may soon make you watch ads to get toilet paper.
I feel like that can't be true. I mean, public access to stuff is kind of important, especially to keep it commercial free.
Mm.
TP is a very emergent, it can be an emergency. So if you got to wait for an ad.
It's not a privilege. It's a right.
I feel like TP is a right.
You can choose to skid the ad.
Oh, Frank, is that the made-up story because he had the joke for it?
You could choose to skid the ad. Skid it? You want to skid it?
I think you stopped and get gas recently, and you saw all the ads on the gas pump, and you're just like, TP.
I'd be like, you know what would be great?
It's an evil genius.
Am I arguing too much with jokes?
Okay. I think so.
Johnny?
I am going to go with the Shake Shack French Onion Shake.
Really?
That sounds disgusting.
Really? It does sound
savory.
Nobody wants
that. You can't.
Sweet and savory? That's a big thing now. So a French onion shake has the ice cream and the little French onion on it. You're like, my God, who thought this would be good?
See how much he's arguing, Johnny?
I know,
I'm arguing every single one of them.
Really arguing today. You're in a mood.
Uh-huh. So Shake Shack.
It's like frozen soup, isn't it?
French onion shake.
Oh, God.
Gross.
That's so gross. But then there's pancake soup, potentially.
Yeah, there's pancake soup in there, too. I mean, that's just not cooked. Mm-hmm. Whatever.
Yeah, that doesn't sound right either. That sounds like sounds like a flop.
No.
Oh, John.
All right, 818-955-2955 if you want to call in and give us your choice for what headline you think is fake. Again, real quickly, a couple filed for divorce after being able to agree, after being unable to agree on the name of their child. That's none of you picked that one.
Yeah, I thought about it, though.
Jordan had the public bathroom, may soon make you watch ads to get toilet paper. Johnny had Shake Shack, launched a new French onion shake.
Ugh.
Heidi had TSA guidelines say it's okay to have live lobsters in your luggage.
No.
Nobody picked Canada has a rap song, had a rap song hit number one on its charts in Canada a full 10 years before the United States. Canada rap music. Okay. Nobody picked it. Study found that eye drops could replace reading glasses. Senior citizens want to cancel the word senior because it sounds old. Yeah, seniors are canceling everything, aren't they? Jesus. And a pancake soup recipe is going viral right now. Okay. What is it? Hello, Gloria.
Yes, I'm going with pancake soup.
Pancake soup recipe going viral. That is true.
I do have questions.
Okay.
Because I think we're picturing, like what Johnny says, it's just like you're making up the batter and then you go, all right, everybody, pancake soup's ready.
Yeah.
And you don't pour it and bake, or, you know, pour and cook it. Uh-huh. Or is it, you cook the pancake bits and they're all done and then you put them in like a syrup soup with butter?
For the recipe, you basically make pancakes on a griddle.
Okay.
In bacon grease. Then cut them into quarter inch strips. Then you put the strips into an actual broth made with bouillon cubes and water and heat and serve.
We get chicken bouillon?
No, but yeah. It's going to fall apart. It's just going to be
it's going to be like a sweet biscuit.
Hmm.
It's pancake soup.
It's not going to fall apart because you fried it in bacon grease? I don't know.
Stay on.
Somebody needs their meds.
Why are these people still on hold and they're actually talking to me? Yeah. Who's answering the phone? Jordan, stop answering the phone.
I didn't.
Let's not fight, kids. We're having a good time.
It's a recipe from 1975. It's not something new. It's not some TikTok hack. It's been around for a long time. It just kind of disappeared and somebody probably found it in their grandma's old Rolodex of recipes and says, let's try this. And wow, it's delicious.
Hmm. All right.
Yeah, beef stock with pancake pieces floating in it doesn't sound particularly joyous.
No.
Oh, that makes more sense? Beef?
Well, I mean, more better than chicken.
No, but chicken and waffles,
cutting up the pancake in a strip, you just pour beef gravy over the pancakes instead of syrup.
Ooh, yeah, like a dumpling.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I mean, why you gotta make it?
I think you're honest.
Or just like, or whatever, pour the soup like an au jus. On the pancake.
I guess we do the chicken and waffles.
Uh-huh. Right.
So, yeah. I can see this maybe tasting pretty good.
It makes me think that maybe a French onion shake wouldn't be so bad, would it?
No,
he's really fighting that.
Seriously, I don't know why you think that one.
You're
a weirdo. All right. Hello, Esjuan. Esjuan?
Esjuan?
How do you say your name, Esjuan?
Esjuan.
Istuan. Istuan. Where are you from, Istuan?
Mexico.
Oh.
All right.
Is that a more common name in Mexico?
Nah, bro. I always got that.
Even in Mexico, they're like, huh?
Yeah.
We're going to call you Holmes. All right, Istuan. Which one's fake?
The ads for toilet paper.
Oh, that's the one you think it is? It's the one you think it is?
It's the one
he thinks it is.
Exactly. Yeah, when I heard it.
Sorry, Holmes. That's true.
Oh, Jordan's out.
Yes, Jordan's out. Sorry. Public bathrooms in China. May soon make you watch ads to get toilet paper, which I think might be a great idea. I mean, you just lock it down. You got to watch an ad and it spits out toilet paper for you.
Mm-hmm. But you need more, so you got to watch more ads.
Yeah, so you just got to keep hitting the button to watch more ads.
Oh, my God.
There's better be 30-second ads.
What if I buy the ad-free? Can I go purchase ad-free? Well, yeah, you're in there reading
we're used
anyway.
To watching ads in order to stream content, play games, a million other things. Why not this one, too?
True.
And I mean, think of how many public bathrooms there are. And I mean, that's what we need. More of the advertising dollars to be split up.
Seriously.
You want to advertise on radio or toilets?
Yeah, it's like, yeah, who's making more money, public toilets or radio? Wow, at that point, I think we've got public toilets. Yeah. Making way more ad dollars than radio.
We're just doing a lot of public toilets right now, so we're not really buying radio.
Yeah. Well, yeah. We used to buy radio all the time, and now it's like all we buy is toilets.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody's got to go. I get it, but you're kind of just commercializing decency at this point. I mean, providing free toilet paper is kind of a decent thing for a government to do for people. It's a public toilet.
No, I think public is just like, you know, like you buy the... Like how a bar, it's a public toilet. I mean, so to speak. I mean, you can come in there and use it. You're only thinking about, like, what, national parks? Or something.
Oh, yeah, that's what I was picturing. Or beaches, like a bathroom at the beach.
Yeah, that's what I'm imagining.
I was like a gas station. Like, you go into a gas station? Yeah, you mentioned the gas tank or whatever fuel pumps that have the ads on them. Yeah. It's like, yeah, you go into the gas station, there'll be a screen in there, too.
I figured that's the
dispenser
like,
is going to be its own screen connected to something else to, like, say, how many people are going in there and taking dumps at Starbucks? Mm. I mean, then Starbucks gets a kick or, you know, for... It's like that jukebox thing that is connected to all the other jukeboxes.
Oh, yeah.
And you can play songs for other bars, which is hilarious because then you start playing bad songs for other bars.
Yeah.
To clear the place out so they come to your bar.
So it's just like that.
I still don't like it.
I don't have to lie.
It's not a great idea.
At least it's not happening here.
Yet.
Yeah, it sounds like a crappy idea.
It will.
Oh, Johnny.
All right, let's see. We got who's up? Hello, Brian.
You pissed?
Hey, Brian.
Hey, Frank. How are you?
Good. So get the fake out and go to a concert.
I was going to do the live lobster.
You and Heidi, TSA guidelines say it's okay to have live lobsters in your luggage. That is true.
No.
But only if you register them as an emotional support animal.
Oh, my God. Seriously?
No, that's absolutely true.
Sorry, Brian. Is dumb. That is so dumb.
No, that's the emotional support animal's not. That's a joke. But you can have live lobsters in your luggage. Like if you're going to Maine and you want some live lobsters, you can pack them up in, you know, whatever, in your luggage under the plane.
I see. Or like you go fishing. You're like you go on a boys fishing trip or something. I gotcha. Okay.
All right. Eddie said lobsters too. We just had that, Eddie.
Come on, Eddie.
All right. We got hello, Vincent. Vincent?
Hello? Yes, Vincent? Sir. Good morning.
All right, Vincent. Get the fake out. Go to a concert.
Yes, I believe it is the eye drops that replace glasses.
Oh, you would be wrong, Vincent. That's true.
Is this a one and done? Like, or, Frank, is it every time you want to read something, you got to go like, hang on, I'm going to see what I want. I got to look at the menu. Hang on, let me put my eye drops in. I got to look at the menu here. I mean, or is it just eye drops and you're good to go?
I guess they reportedly developed special eye drops for people with long-sightedness that could replace the need for reading glasses or surgery.
Oh, okay, so far-sighted.
So you wouldn't have to be constantly lubricating your eyes or even dropping the solution right before you're reading, like you said. Ah! It could be as simple as using them twice a day, and then your eyes would whatever... form to whatever.
Whoa, that's cool.
I feel like the
focal
drops,
point needs to be focused.
No, I feel like the drops create the magnification for the reading part
over the coating.
Over
the coats your eye, and so it's just always.
When I'm crying, I can see the words so much clearer.
Okay, here's the science. The drops contain pilocarpine. A drug that constricts the pupils and contracts the muscles that controls the shape of the eye's lens to enable focus on objects at different distances, as well as some other drug, a non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drug that reduces inflammation. So it's unclear when they may become widely available, but...
I have a dog that's on that 3 times a day. That's so funny that you say that. My dog, Nelson, has pilocarpine drops 3 times a day.
So he can see?
For his little...
Well, look at that.
Basically for dry eye, but...
Looking at the
it's not so he
eyes.
Can read.
Well, he reads once in a while, but just before bed. Not like all day. He's too busy barking all day to be reading.
All right, so what's left on this list? We got
the
couple divorce.
The couple filed for divorce after being unable to agree on a name of their child. Shake Shack launches new French onion shake.
Johnny's still in it. Senior citizens
want to cancel the word senior because it sounds old.
And Canadian rap song.
And I think you brought, now that I'm thinking about it, I think that one's fake because we talked about rap music yesterday and how the Sugar Hill Gang, we played that song, and I think that was top of your mind. I think I'm changing my answer now that I'm out. That's the fake story.
Okay. Hey, Chris.
Yes.
Which one's fake?
Yeah, there's no hip hop in Canada.
Oh, yeah. Going with Canadian rap.
Really?
Nah.
So Canada had a rap song hit number one on its charts before a full decade, 10 years before the U.S. Well, that is true. Oh,
straight out of Ottawa.
Sorry. You're wrong. Sorry. Sorry about that.
NWA? Rappers. Rappers Delight. My Sugar Hill Gang was number one in Canada in 1980 because it came out in 1979 and it went right to the top of the charts. And we didn't have a rap song in the U.S. until 1990. And what would that song have been?
Oh.
1990. MC Hammer.
What do you think it is, Renee?
Ice Ice Baby.
Yes, like, you would know it. Vanilla Ice is our first. They were the Sugar Hill Gang. We're having rap launched onto the scene. Canada was on top of it.
Damn Canada.
Damn Canada.
NWA.
All right.
Delicious.
All right, so senior citizens, Shake Shack, French Onion Shake, or the couple who got divorced for after being unable to agree on the name of the child. See,
man, Johnny's still in
Tammy this. Thinks it's the divorce couple. Don thinks it's senior citizens. And Davina thinks it's Shake Shack. One of you is going to get your tickets to a concert. The other two get nothing. The fake headline is... Shake Shack launched a French onion shake. They launched a new French onion soup menu, not a shake. You won, Davina.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much.
All right. What concert do you want to go to?
Exciting.
What concert ticket do you want?
Can I have the Who?
You want the Who? That's going to be the Who on Friday night with the Offspring, okay?
Yes, I do.
There you go. You stay on hold, and we will hook you up. One of the farewell... tour, one of the last live shows ever. So, and I believe it this time. I mean, a band saying that, I really don't think the Who's going to play again after this. So, get your tickets, win your tickets here, or go to Ticketmaster.com and get your tickets. You don't want to miss it. October 1st is the last show at the Acrisure Arena in Palm Springs. So, get on it. So, that does mean that. Senior citizens want to cancel the word senior because it sounds old. And I thought that would be a great headline because senior citizens don't give a damn about canceling anything. They didn't grow up in a cancel culture. I don't know if this is being a senior sarcastic moment where it's like, let's just show how dumb everybody is and try to get the word senior canceled. Yeah, younger senior citizens, I guess, are doing it, though. People are getting the AARP, like me, 55, and then I got the thing in the mail. Want to cancel the word senior because it sounds old and they don't want to be reminded of it. Oh,
yeah, but you're Gen X. You don't care either.
For you. Oh, they prefer Generation Jones.
What? What does that mean? Generation Jones?
I have no idea, but whoever made this up, take their keys.
Denial can be an ugly thing.
They don't want to identify as boomers because they were a little more hip and rebellious. One person described their youth as the smoke, dope, and protest era.
Then call them boomboxers, because we had boomboxes.
No, just...
I don't know. Who cares?
Just shut up.
Seriously. Shut up!
Bitch about other generations, not your own. That's the rule.
Yeah.
Well, I don't mean, it hurts my feelings. I don't be reminded I'm old. I'm just so sick and tired of people's feelings. And just because somebody can't handle something, then everybody has to change because somebody can't handle it. It's like, are you kidding me? No. I mean, that's going to happen with no matter what it is. There's people who can handle stuff. There's people who can't handle stuff. So if you can't handle it,
you can't
handle
it.
Sucks to be you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah, that goes for everybody, including your own opinion.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Like, if you think that about others, then you got to expect others not to care about your opinion either.
That's true.
I don't want them to care.
And that's fine.
Yeah.
As long as we can all agree on that, then I feel like that's a good base level of civilization.
Yeah, I don't want anyone to care about my opinion because I don't want anyone to care for me more than me.
That's fair.
Like, don't fight for me. If I really wanted to fight for myself and express my opinion and my bubble of life, then I will do that to the people who matter to me. But as far as somebody stepping in for me from the outside, doesn't know who the hell I am and speaking for me as a Generation Jones and try to cancel the word senior and try to, and then I'm now lumped into a group of idiots. Mm. No, don't do that.
That's why a lot of people don't want to talk about their age, because they don't want to be lumped in to say, you know, I'm not going to talk about that, because then you're automatically going to assume I'm this certain way because I'm of a certain age. So if you don't say anything, like, think about that. I'm sure it's Gen Z or millennials. Jordan and Johnny have probably dealt with that. It's like,
oh, yeah, as a millennial.
If I tell them I'm going to be, because, you know, you guys are kind of very, you feel very Gen X to me.
Yes.
Because you're kind of in that in between elder millennial. But then if you say, oh,
but they're not quite as cool.
No, definitely not. Like, no one's going to be as cool as you are.
They're just a cooler millennial.
Correct. But if they say millennial, they say their age, then all of a sudden it's like, oh, yeah, your generation. Yeah. People automatically make an assumption about you.
Because we had CD players and you guys.
I mean, it's like with booze and stuff. Like, we put regulations on booze because, yeah, kids shouldn't drink. But then there's certain adults that shouldn't drink.
Mm-hmm.
Because they couldn't handle it. Right. But a lot of people are handling it. A lot of people can drink, handle it.
Right.
Responsibly. A lot of people do that. Mm-hmm. So the people who don't drink responsibly, why should they be setting the standard for how we should all drink? You know what I'm saying? When you don't use something responsibly and you end up effing it up, don't eff it up for everybody. And why should we care? Right. You're a minority who can't handle it.
Mm-hmm.
Why should we care about minorities?
A beer and a half and you want to fight everybody.
Look at me when you say that.
Who just can't handle it. I'm talking about things like that, like with the ChatGPT thing about it coming out now. And it's like, hey, who knows? It's going so fast, and people are like becoming so obsessed with it. And now they're getting into this part where it's like a delusional part of it. To where ChatGPT, from what I understand, and I just learned this myself, like not knowing that much about it, is that it is much like an improv actor. So when you start talking to it, and it's talking back to you in like this human conversational, you know, speak, that it's going to yes and you. As an improv rule, you never negate, always yes and. So whatever you're saying, it's going to pat you on the back for saying it and add on top of it. And this and this and this, and then comes up this crazy idea where all of a sudden it's saying, wow, you should do that. And so he's convincing you of certain things, but it's basically just being your yes man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And even yes people in real life are not the best people to have around for you if you actually want to succeed. If I ever tell you yes and no one tell you no. Mm-hmm. And no one give you an opposite opinion. You got to have the devil's advocate in the room. ChatGPT is not a devil's advocate. So people are like, eh. Like this one guy says his wife is convinced that she speaks to spirits on a fifth dimension. Because ChatGPT, they discussed it to a point where she thinks that she's actually doing that. And wait, what?
Oh, no.
I don't think that's entirely special, true, Frank.
But I'm like, what the hell? So now they're putting regulations on it. Oh, because people can't handle ChatGPT. It's like, well, what? Some people aren't going to be able to handle it.
Mm-hmm.
Some people haven't even done it, used it. Whatever. It's your freedom to do whatever the hell it is, right?
Freedom sounds great.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it?
Sounds
great. Traffic, I guess.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, we're free to do that, too.
He keeps holding the sign says traffic. Another great word, traffic. Let's get it.
This was just a sample from today's Heidi and Frank show. Become a VIP at HeidiandFrank.com to unlock the show in its entirety, including the video stream during the live morning show, and access the archive to past episodes. You'll also be entered into our monthly VIP giveaways. And remember to follow us on your social media. Just search for the Heidi and Frank show. Thanks for listening.